All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Health and Wellness Wednesday edition. Haley Pomeroy joining us again, as she does on a monthly basis. It's the 10th anniversary of the Fast Metabolism Diet. Haley, congratulations.
Woo! Thank you so much. We are kind of having this crazy celebration this whole month. Actually, I just got chills when you said that. It has been an amazing journey, and we have just had this, like, outpouring of letters and testimonials and, you know, family experiences that people have been sharing already this month. And it's just been I'm just kind of overwhelmed by all the outpouring of gratitude. It's been a really special time.
That's very awesome. And of course, I can see why all those people would be doing that, because when people learn, and it's not a secret, Haley, but when people learn how should I say, live a more fulfilled life when it comes to the food, their diet, their, you know, everything around that starts to change, energy levels, how often they're not sick versus the way it used to be. I mean, all these different things start to change in their world. And of course, I can see very much why they'd be very grateful along those lines. I mean, it is life changing, literally.
It is, and it's crazy. I mean, there's been a lot of articles out. It just feels... kismet, I guess I would say. A lot of articles come out this last month about, you know, how the metabolism affects every aspect. I started studying the metabolism and biochemistry because of being diagnosed with a terrible autoimmune disorder, a blood disorder. And you know, I had to learn how to manipulate and work with the metabolism with micronutrients. And, you know, we just had this really interesting, it's been kind of all over the news, that talks about the issue of weight gain, weight loss. Is probably the most stressful topic, and it trumps money now based on both physiological impact and health impact. I think with COVID and the comorbidity issues that people saw,
right,
and pro-inflammatory issues, people talking about the gut microbiome, I think that it's really, to me, awesome that it's on the table for conversation. The disheartening part is seeing, you know, the meds and the drugs and the lack of eating that's being, you know, perpetuated out there. But it still comes back to this concept about your metabolic rate, your rate of burn, you're using fat for fuel or storing fat because of toxins. And I, you know, as we celebrate the 10-year, we've sold millions of copies. We're translated into 47 languages. We were on the New York Best Times sellers list. We hit number one. We were on it for over 50 years. But it's really been cool to talk about healing the metabolism, speeding
awesome.
Up the metabolism,
awesome.
Turning right. towards food. Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to cover today, because we've kind of brushed on this in the past, and I know, and I've got lots of people that come on a weekly basis, and so folks listening, please, I know sometimes some of this sounds like I'm a broken record because I'm so big on getting folks to, you know, eat healthy, live healthy, have a more joy-filled life in doing so, Haley, because really it does all go hand in hand. But
right.
I also know that there are sneaky, toxic foods that can creep in, even to the best of individuals that think, you know, I eat clean 90% of the time. Okay, well, what about that 10%, or I eat clean 80% of the time. Well, what about that 20% of the time? And I guess the question for you is, what are some of those sneaky, toxic foods that enter probably everyone's diet if they're not really paying attention?
Right. So this is a key, this is a term that we use in our community, and it's really easy. If it says it's free, don't buy it. So what I mean by that is you want to really watch out. Even in the health food space, you know, we were just at the expo, the health expo. I was so heartbroken at how many not healthy foods were being displayed there. But fat-free and sugar-free typically contain substitute chemicals in order to give the body either a satisfaction or, like you said, a joyful feeling when consuming the food, or a texture improvement in the food.
Okay.
And those chemicals are so harmful to the brain, to the body, and ultimately slow the metabolism. We can talk about some specifics.
Rattle off a few, because I think people are getting the idea, but, you know, like anyone, okay, what are those? Give us an example so you can be, we can be aware of those things.
Right. Really be cognizant of sugar-free foods. So it was awesome. Cleveland Clinic came out this month with this ginormous article that said not only does erythritol, which is what we call a sugar alcohol. It's a fermented product from corn. It's an artificial sweetener, right?
Okay.
And it's in a lot of sugar-free products. It's in a lot of the health food stores right now. I just, again, it breaks my heart. Erythritol, they didn't use the word can possibly, maybe, has a health implication. It says it causes major negative impacts to the health. We're talking about things like dysregulating the gut biome, right, our flora that allows us to utilize nutrients. And not just nutrients, things like depression, sleep, anxiety are all affected by the flora. So search out, hunt out that word, erythritol, and make sure it is not in your kitchen, your friend's kitchen, for the love of God, your children's lunches. Get rid of that product. So that's a sugar-free, usually labeled as no added sugars, sugar-free. That is a very bad one. The other one is watch out for, and the super sad is in diet, it's in a lot of diabetic products, right?
Mm.
So it disrupts the hormone regulations of ghrelin and leptin that tell us whether we are full, whether we need to release sugar from storage from the liver and the muscle. It can contribute to diabetic wasting, where our bodies rapidly lose muscle mass, not just in our biceps, but in the heart. Increases cardiovascular risk. I mean, it was a strong article based on many, many studies. So I was happy for that, because it's been, the literature has been a little wishy-washy. Studying biochemistry, again, being in assistant director of integrative medicine program, I read all of those, but they came down hard, and I'm happy about that.
So really what we need to really just be watching for is, even with some diet foods, is the whole just sugar-free end of things. And I guess a question for you, is there better sugar-free options than other? In other words, there's stevia, which I know is not sugar-free. It's just a different form of a sweetener, if you would, that's natural, but it's not a chemical, I guess what I'm trying to say.
Right. So I love a whole leaf stevia, or a stevia whole leaf extract.
Okay.
Now, things to look for when company that has the word stevia in the raw, and you would think, oh, it's raw stevia, this is awesome. It actually has dextrose in it. There are stevias that actually have erythritol added to it.
Hmm.
It's a cheap, cheap, cheap product. So they kind of cut stevia, because stevia, true whole stevia, it's like 700 times sweeter than sugar. So you only use a little bit of it, but it's expensive when it's clean. We have it in like, I have a natural caramel flavor, a vanilla flavor, a chocolate
right.
flavor, which I love.
Right.
But you've got, even sourcing that was a nightmare for us. You've got to get a whole leaf clean one. So that's an alternative. The other sugar alcohol, which is a sugar alcohol, that seems to have a more clean impact is a birch-derived xylitol. So you've got to be careful for xylitol. It can be corn-derived. But the birch-derived xylitol seems to be much more natural and have a much more natural impact on the blood sugar and in the body.
Okay.
We only carry a whole leaf stevia because, like, you know, I kind of am, as you know, neurotic about if it's going to have my name on it.
Right.
But
don't blame you.
But just turn it around. And if it doesn't say that it's birch xylitol, birch is way more expensive as a raw ingredient. If it doesn't say birch, just let it go, because it doesn't. If they're going to spend the money to use a birch, they're going to use it in marketing. Right.
I see.
So that's kind of my rule.
So in other words, it will be there if that in fact is the case.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you can always reach out to the manufacturer, but if they're spending the money on, like, it's like for the stevia, if they're spending the money on a whole leaf, you know, sustainable stevia, they're going to market it. They're going to talk about it, because it's, when you purchase these raw ingredients, you can label it the same. It's just way more expensive if you buy the good, clean stuff.
Okay, so, now I also have a question for you, because I've run into this at times. Let's say, for example, you're someplace, you're having an iced tea or some coffee, you'd like a little sweetener in it, and there's no other options with the exception of the stevia in the raw. And the only other options would either be sugar or the pink packets or the yellow packets or the blue packets. Are you still better off with doing the stevia in the raw than you are all the other things?
Yes, and you're even better off doing sugar than you are the other things.
Ah,
I mean,
good advice.
The negative, right. So when we focus on spiking the blood sugar, especially in a diabetic situation, the problem is that there are mechanisms in the metabolism, how the liver metabolizes the hormones that are anti-inflammatory, that regulate insulin, the prostaglandins, right? Those are all liver-based or are processed through second half of liver metabolism. Cytochrome P450 are the enzymes that do it. But those chemical derivatives are very, very, very hard on that process.
Yeah.
So, yes, with sugar, you do get the spike. So think about this. If you've got to have sugar and you're having an iced tea, try to consume something that's going to stretch that sugar, right? Something that has a healthy fat. You can even ask for a little bit of olive oil. You can ask for some olives with your martini. Or you can,
okay,
you know, things that are going to help stretch the rate of sugar delivery.
I see.
Your body is this beautiful chemistry experiment, right?
Right.
And the metabolism regulates. You know, we try to do this reductionist thing. You know, sugar spikes the blood sugar, and that causes all the problems. No, the inability to metabolize sugar. We see people that eat so much sugar and don't get diabetes. And we see people that don't eat that much sugar and are raging diabetic.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
so
thank you for saying that. Stop there for a moment. Why is that? Is that just the DNA makeup of certain individuals and they can process things differently than others, or what?
No. It's hormone disharmony. So we forget that insulin is a hormone. Enzymes are actually the same chemical structure of a hormone. So we secrete insulin. The insulin goes through the bloodstream, meets the cell wall. There are 5 to 6 chemical enzymatic reactions that happen before the cell wall opens up and allows sugar to come in. So somewhere in that process, something is inhibited, and it's usually more than one thing. So you've got to use food and nutrients to slow the metabolism. Diabetes, the National Institute of Health says diabetes is a disorder of the metabolism. And let me tell you, it is not because you are consuming too much sugar. Mm. It is because your cell cannot metabolize the sugar you are consuming. But remember, even lettuce can convert into sugar in the body. So it's not even just the packets.
Right.
It's the metabolic pathways.
So,
get rid of the chemical.
Make sure I'm following you correctly. People that have, I shouldn't say better, but, you know, proper hormone deliveries and regulators and so on will process that sugar better than someone that doesn't. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely, and it will convert that sugar into energy in the form of ATP. Absolutely. So we want to heal the mitochondrial processes, things that are called the Krebs cycle, insulin sensitivity. We want to heal all of those processes. And remember, those are all nutrient dependent. So when you eat food or artificial sweeteners that are devoid of nutrients, when it says free, don't buy it. It is free of nutrients. You can try and starve yourself, but your body will then take sugar, restore sugar in the form of glycogen in our muscles, in our heart, and in our liver. So you will have a bicep sandwich if you don't feed yourself, meaning you will get sugar to keep your brain alive. We just convert it from our own tissue and our own tissue storage.
Got it. Okay, dumb question on my part. How do people know whether they're hormonally where they need to be and can process everything you just said correctly versus somebody that you know, doesn't do it very well? In other words, you know, and I get it. Some people know that they're, you know, on the fringe of being a type 2 diabetic, or they're a type 1 and they take insulin and so on. And I'm not talking about individuals that already know, but I also know that there are people that are probably on the fringe or on their way to either of those that don't know it and have never really been tested to figure that out. How do they do that?
So in our community, we actually, like, we have these free digital downloads that take you through, like, what labs to test, what they mean, why you do them, what they're there for. Then we have our online community where people ask questions. We're on there all day, every day. It's super fun, right? But in general, let me tell you a couple tips. Watch your vitamin D levels. If they are sub what we call clinical, if they're below 60 to 80, right? Your body is not processing. Remember how I talked about that phase of the liver? A lot of people don't recognize that our body manufactures, I'm going to geek out for 2 seconds, from the cholesterol molecule, classes of hormones. We all have heard estrogen, progesterone, other classes of hormones that are called glucocorticoids, regulate blood sugar, inflammation, anti-inflammatories, mineral corticoids, which regulate blood pressure, bone structure, bone density, and then we have what's called a phytohormone or vitamin D. So if you think of, you know, things that balance each other out, a low vitamin D level is a dead giveaway that there is some sort of other hormone imbalance going on in the body. And it is a cheap test to run. And in most states, You can go to these all these free things and just run it, right? You don't even have to go in with a doc.
Okay.
So that always makes me ponder. That always makes me go, okay, hold on a minute. You know, we've got to look a little bit further. So other things that happen is you can do those home blood tests, right? Home blood sugar testing. Okay. You can grab them everywhere right now. Check your blood sugar before you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning. It should be lower, right, by at least 20 points. If it's the same or higher, we know you, unless you got up and stuck in the fridge in the middle of the night, right, we know that your body is stealing or snatching, we call it hormone snatching, sugar in the middle of the night from the smooth muscle, which is the heart, biceps, triceps, and or the liver. So we know that you are in a reverse metabolic state where you're scavenging healthy tissue to try to maintain healthy blood sugar levels.
Makes
sense.
Those
are two tricks that we do. Yeah. But, like, you know, I always tell you guys, jump into our community. We have so many of your viewers. It's been really fun. We do free for 30 days. Jump in there. Like, we just love what we're doing. But it's knowing. So we have this cool thing called a request for care. We have a whole video on it. It's all free. And it helps you prep for your doctor's visit.
Perfect.
Tells you like what, like I tell you what we run on myself, on my kids, on our community every year, twice a year, what we run, both for men, both for women. If you're dealing or struggling with something, if it's type 1 diabetes, it's autoimmune. We've got a whole section on that. If it's type 2 diabetes or heaven forbid you're told you're pre-diabetic, let's just sit and wait till next year. You know, no. There's wonderful things you can do to get the receptor sites sensitive to insulin again and to regulate how your insulin output is. So the detrimental are the free things, right? Fat-free is another really bad one, really bad for the metabolism. And I, you know, people say, well, I want dessert. And I say, great, have cheesecake, whole fat, go for it. You know, but don't have a fat-free skinny cow diet ice cream bar. You're just doing such a disservice to your metabolism.
Got it. Okay. And for all of you listening, and by the way, everything we just talked about, I'm going to make a note of this. I think that's another area where we can dive a little deeper into some of that next month when you're back with us in May. Because, again, we're kind of getting to that time of the year where people need to be doing these things. Summer's fast approaching. Folks, a lot of you listening, you're going to be looking at, okay, how do I get that summer bod ready? Well, we have the answer for you. Go right to the website. It's HaleyPomeroy.com, HaleyPomeroy. The link will be in our show notes a little later this evening. So if you missed any of that, you can go there, click on it, it'll take you. But honestly, folks, if you Google Haley Pomeroy, and by the way, it doesn't even matter how you spell Haley. It can be spelled H-A-L-E-Y or H-A-L-I-E. It will still take you to her site. It's that easy.
You know, it's funny. We have an app that's totally free. It's under the Fast Metabolism Diet on all the platforms. And we track a lot of really cool things together on that app. You know, water intake, grocery list, exercise, those all kinds of things. This month, we're doing some really fun challenges and stuff. But it is funny because I don't know, I just don't even, when people spell my name wrong, I just say, yeah, okay, whatever, just you'll find me, look me up.
Yep.
I just want people to know that,
easy.
You know, it's that easy. But this month we have a donor that gave us amazing hardcover books.
Awesome.
So we're celebrating the 10th anniversary. If anybody wants a free hardcover copy, just go to the website, register for a free book, you pay a minimal shipping. And jump in. It's about healing the metabolism.
Awesome. Haley, always a joy having you. Have a great Easter, as I said to Shanasty a moment ago as well. And we will talk again next month, and we'll dive into some of this even a little further.
Talk to you soon. Have a wonderful, wonderful
Thank
Easter.
You, Haley.
Talk
Appreciate soon. It very much again. Haley Pomeroy, HaleyPomeroy.com. Go there. And for a lot of you that are always looking at, okay, I've never really been taught or told exactly how all these things work, get a copy of her book, and you'll learn by doing that as well.